This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to dial in and bring up whatever you want. Dean here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, last night, Mark, we discussed in detail this trans fat ban that is being proposed by a few of Chicago's aldermen. And aldermen, in case you don't know, are the city term, the big city term for city council. In fact, as I understand it from reading this article in, in the Chicago Tribune, there's quite a few aldermen. Normally, when I think of a city council, I think of 5 to 7 individuals. It seems there's over 30 individuals involved here.
Right. That was my understanding, too.
Okay. This has nothing whatsoever to do with the trans fat thing, but it's Chicago in the news again, and it's really bad. Apparently, according to Chicago Tribune, in a rare and open defiance of Mayor Richard Daley, the city council overwhelmingly approved a measure that would require big retailers to pay a higher minimum wage than most other Chicago employers. That's right.
What's the point of that?
To punish them.
For being big box retailers?
For being big and successful, of course.
I see.
Yes, this is what happens in America. Remember, when you get more and more successful, they take more and more from you. So there's a natural incentive to not really be that successful.
Well, the advantage to that is, even if they're forced to do such a thing, then they will start getting better and better employees, and that'll be better for them.
Yeah, but if they wanted to get better employees, they could raise their rates
they could.
On their own.
I'm just saying that there is an advantage to it.
There's a disadvantage, too,
right.
In that they may have to raise their prices in order to make up for this. And therefore, the low-income families that tend to shop at some stores like Walmart are going to have their pocketbooks hurt as a result. But let's get to some more details. The vote was 35 to 14, and so there's about 50 members on the city council, and came after more than 3 hours of sometimes stem-winding and often impassioned debate. As union leaders and other proponents claimed victory, the Illinois Retail Merchants Association was poised to go to court, if necessary, to seek to have the measure declared unconstitutional. Now, I wonder how it would be declared unconstitutional. I mean, the minimum wage is an egregious violation of freedom, the freedom to do business as you please, period. They're just simply shifting the rules around, saying that some people have to pay a higher minimum than others. I mean, I wish them the best of luck in their lawsuit. I hope they win. But it doesn't seem to me like it may be successful.
They shouldn't be able to do that, though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know on what grounds they would call it unconstitutional, but it's just wrong.
Well, quote, according to the association's president, "I'm not as disappointed as the thousands of job seekers who would have had an opportunity for employment. There are, as it stands, thousands of jobs that are going to be lost." At the supporters of the measure were exultant after the vote was tallied. The head of the Federal Labor, Chicago Federation of Labor, rather, said, "At the heart of this ordinance is equality and fairness. Today's vote sends a message that our elected officials and community members alike are not interested in the creation of low-paying jobs that fail to provide a living wage or adequate health care benefits for working families. It's equality and fairness, Mark. Isn't that fair? Isn't it fair to force some business owners to do some things that other people aren't having to do? That's fair, isn't it?"
No, it's not fair.
Equality.
How is it equal and how is it fair to the people that are working for smaller businesses now that are getting paid less than these big boxes are paying?
It's fair.
No,
it's equal.
No, it's not fair.
The labor union says so.
Yeah, well, the labor union's a bunch of self-interested jerks.
Well, according to this guy from the union, "The choice between no job and a low-paying job is a choice between bad and worse." He's suggesting that having a low-paying job is worse than having no job at all.
No, he's saying it's bad.
Well, he put it in the same order. He put bad before worse, and he put no job before low-paying job.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Anyway, the so-called big box ordinance applies to stores of at least 90,000 square feet, operated by firms with $1 billion or more in annual sales. It provides that beginning next July, so in about a year's time, employees will be paid a minimum of $9.25 per hour and $1.50 in fringe benefits, figures that will rise to $10 and $3, respectively, by 2010. Automatic annual cost of living increases will apply thereafter. So they're talking about increasing the minimum, this box store minimum wage permanently over several years. By comparison, the federal minimum wage is $5.15 an hour, while the state minimum wage in Illinois is $6.50 an hour. but both amounts can be less if employees receive tips. Vite of the Retail Merchants Association called on Mayor Daley to veto the measure, but after the council meeting, the mayor wouldn't say whether or not he would take that advice. Apparently, if he decides to veto, he would have to persuade two aldermen who supported the ordinance to change their minds. A mayoral veto can only be overridden by 34 votes. So the current vote total being 35 to 14 means that his veto might just fall on deaf ears. Am I not doing any good? Daley expressed disappointment in the council's action, contending that companies will decide to locate stores outside city limits.
Of course.
Yeah.
Duh.
Go ahead. Keep increasing my costs. Give me more reasons to not locate a business in your city. Last night we talked about Chicago's trans fat ban. That's going to encourage businesses to move out of the city. Businesses that, like the pizza place that we talked about that said that the prevention of them using trans fat would increase their costs by $50,000 per year.
That's an increase of how much they're charging for pizzas.
Right. If I'm going to have to pay $50,000 extra to do business, if I know that that's what it's going to cost me, I just might as well take that $50,000 that I was going to pay to the city of Chicago and buy myself a nice building out in some little town somewhere and open my business up there.
Right. Or just open a second location and see which one makes more money, and then as the one dwindles,
right.
Well, you just let it go.
Let's go to the phones. David in Montana on KGEZ, listening on KGEZ. Hello.
Hello. Hey. Long live free talk.
Yeah, Dave, what's on your mind?
I think there's got to be some kind of balance in the ratio of what we get paid and how much things cost.
Well, there always is a balance. I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, just like a house. An average house nowadays, $30,000. You make, you know, minimum wage or any other kind of wage.
Wait, houses cost $30,000 in Kalispell?
Huh? Well, in resort towns or whatever, you know, I just took the $300,000 out of the air. Okay, how about I go get a tooth pulled? It costs like $170. You
okay,
know? A guy making $10 an hour or whatever, that's like a half a week's pay. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It takes about a minute for that guy to pull the tooth out if you got straight roots and everything. You know,
right?
And then just in everyday things, I think it's a way to keep the wage down. It's a way I call civilized slavery, because they hand out money left and right. The banks will give you money. The credit cards will give you money.
Sure they will. It's a society based on debt.
Right. So you got to get two or three jobs, you know what I mean, at that minimum wage, and you keep your whole life busy chasing the money to pay back the money they give you. So you could be you place your own chains upon yourself. You know what I mean?
That much is true. A lot of people get really far into debt. I think the average American family's in debt to the tune of $5,000.
America's in debt up to, what, $7 trillion or something, right? We're the greatest debtor nation on the planet.
Right,
but yet
the
we're the most powerful. So there's some kind of wacky stuff going on.
Well, what's going on? Okay, I don't know if it's simple, but it's understandable. So, Dave, let me see if I can run through it here as quickly as possible. What's going on is the Federal Reserve has a printing press, and they just get to print out as much money as they want to. So,
well, the doctors better put down their wages or something.
Okay, now you're getting into a different area. Let me explain this real quick so we can understand the basis for what's going on. So just hang on a second, Dave. So the Federal Reserve just prints out the money, and then as they continue printing money, it makes our money in our pocket, the money in your wallet and in your bank account, worth less and less as more money comes into the marketplace. Well, since the wage sort of doesn't catch up as fast, it makes it so that the money that you earn
hasn't moved.
Well, now, the minimum wage is not something that we need in this country. We need to abolish it so we can truly have people deciding.
Fairness is what's got, but I guess in capitalism, fairness goes out the window.
Well, unfortunately, capitalism has been turned into a dirty word, and people think it's a bad thing.
Right, as long as upright people conduct themselves in capitalism.
Right. Unfortunately, the problem is, Dave, you've got a bunch of non-upright people in the form of the government telling people what to do, and that's the problem. Dave, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's explore this idea, because we haven't really gotten it out there yet, this idea of what's happening to our money.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're talking about the minimum wage. Do we need to have it? Is it any good? In fact, is it harming us? 1-800-259-9231. But there's more to this picture than just the minimum wage. Our website, by the way, is freetalklive.com. And on the site, we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo, meaning that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself. And ladies, hopefully becoming a Shriner. You can get the details, freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. All right. So we started out this hour by talking about this big box bill that has passed in Chicago. It's waiting for the mayor's signature at this point.
Those busy aldermen.
Yep. They've decided that big box stores, retailers with over 90,000 square feet, operated by firms with $1 billion or more in annual sales, must have a different minimum wage than the rest of Chicago, a higher minimum wage. And that brought brought out a call from Dave in Montana, who was a little bit confused. He had some elements of what he was saying correct. It does cost a lot to go to the dentist. It does cost a lot to go to the doctor. And there's reasons for that, and we need to get into that. And prices seem to be going up while wages seem to be staying flat. And there's a lot of information that we need to get out here, because this is an important, really important issue. And the issue is economics. The issue is the marketplace and restrictions being placed on it. Because there are so many different factors in what we were talking about with Dave that we couldn't get out in the short period of time that we had. And it's almost difficult to figure out where to start. But I want to do the best we possibly can to communicate all of this. So I think where we should start would be that the world that we live in, the country that we're in right now, is not a free market. Okay? There are some people that will claim that it is. There are some people that will claim there are market failures and that's why we need government, blah, 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 blah. We're not living in a free market. And if we were, this whole situation with wages and costs and prices of things would be drastically different. Because Dave brought up a couple different examples of things that cost a lot of money. He said you go to the dentist, you pay $170 to get a tooth pulled, and it's probably more than that. But let's just use his number. You pay a lot of money, and that's a week's worth of work for some people. For somebody at a minimum wage job, $170, there's an entire week for what took the dentist, you know, an hour maximum.
Well, if you're in that kind of pain, though, it's worth that kind of money.
Oh, I'm not saying it's, yeah, I'm not saying it's, and by the way, it's much cheaper to go to the dentist than it is to go to a doctor for virtually anything. Why is that? Why is it cheaper to go to the dentist than it is to go to the doctor?
The amount of time that a dentist went to school? I don't know.
No, well, one of the prime reasons is the medical industry is severely regulated, heavily, by the federal, state, and local governments. Now, the dentist industry, not as regulated. There's more competition, there's more innovation as a result, and costs in the dental industry tend to be severely below those in the rest of the medical field. Same thing with veterinarians. Veterinarians, there's not as much regulation there, and so therefore taking your dog to the vet is vastly more affordable than taking yourself to the doctor.
I've noticed with dentists and veterinarians, you can do a little bargaining as opposed to a doctor. There's not much room for that.
Really?
For instance, if you call and shop dentists, hey, I'm looking to get a tooth pulled. I'm really in pain here. What's the cost?
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to tell you over the phone. They want you to come in for an examination and all that other stuff.
You can put a stop to that by saying, well, so-and-so across town said he'd do it for X.
Right. And, you know, you can sort of, they'll work with you a little more.
Right. So what I'm pointing out here is that there's a severe difference in the cost between both of those, just two services. Now compare those two services to the cost of what it costs to get a carton of eggs at the supermarket. At the supermarket, it's, you know, $1.50 if you want to get 12 eggs. Maybe even 79 cents, depending on where you shop. Now, what we also have to factor in here is inflation. Because a cost of a carton of eggs back in 1910 was a lot less than it is today. It might have only been 5 cents back in 1910, if that. So, and how much would a doctor's visit cost back in 1910? Significantly less as well as dentists.
And everything did.
So a lot of things have changed, and it's not the nature of money to inflate. It's the nature of the U.S. dollar because of the Federal Reserve and the printing press that I mentioned to Dave. So when the Federal Reserve came into existence, 1913, I believe it was?
That sounds right to me, yes.
They essentially, and then it was shortly thereafter that they took us off the gold standard, where our money was backed by something with value, now it's backed by nothing. So they just get to print all the money that they want to. So let's say, Mark, that just for the purposes of illustrating, that there's $100,000 in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that I'm working for you at $5 an hour, and there's $100,000 out there
right.
in the world. What happens when the Federal Reserve prints out another $100,000?
Well, all the $100,000, they'll spend their $100,000 at the value that it currently exists at, but all the $100,000 out there becomes worth half of what it was before, because now there's, you know, there's only so much value out there, and the dollars are just assigned to it. When you double right. the amount of dollars, you half their value.
Correct. Now, was I paying you or are you paying me? I forget.
I'm paying you.
Okay, you're paying me $5 an hour to do this job, and the Federal Reserve has just doubled the money in the amount of money in the money supply. Now, they don't double the money supply. I'm just using this for illustrative purposes. But they do consistently increase
right.
the money supply. So, let's say the money supply doubles overnight. I'm still making $5 an hour, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to double my pay, are you? Because you don't know that they've doubled the money. They don't make an announcement and
nope.
say, today we've dumped another $100,000 into the economy.
Yay!
You can expect prices to roughly double and the value of your dollars to roughly half. They don't make those announcements. They sometimes release some numbers to people that know what it is that they're looking at, but for the most part, it doesn't come across your average American's purview.
It takes a while for the market to adjust these sorts of
correct
scenarios.
Right. The prices have to go up, and they do. That's
and
why prices have gone up.
And then as prices go up, then people's demand for money goes up, and then the employers...
Wages will follow.
Right.
Slowly. So, at first, you aren't going to be able to... I mean, if that money supply doubles overnight, you're worthless. I mean, as far as the amount of money that you're making, you're hurting.
Yeah.
You think you're making the same amount.
You're making half as much.
You think you're making the same amount. In fact, even if you came to me and said, hey, I'll give you another buck an hour.
You know, in the last 5 years, housing has doubled.
Yep.
Gasoline's doubled. You know, all these things are just indications of how much money they've been dumping into our market.
Yep. Exactly. So, as the money supply inflates, your money becomes worth less and less, which is why it becomes more and more difficult to buy services from specialists like dentists and doctors. But then there's another factor, because inflation's a big factor in your value, in the mm-hmm. value system. But there's another factor, and that is regulation and licensing, because there's a lot of regulation involved in the medical business, which means that only certain people can get into it. Only certain people can call themselves doctors and offer the services that doctors offer, because otherwise they're shade tree doctors and they're going to be shut down by the government. That means there's a lack of competition in these fields. There's not as much as there could be were it, say, a third-party regulation is the wrong word, certification or something like that. So let's talk a little bit more about certification versus regulation and how it is that, you know, the reason why eggs are so much cheaper than doctor services has to do with keeping people out of the marketplace. And if you've got comments, 800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. An entire year's worth of archives await you for free at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for them, we give ours away. There's no hoops to jump through. There's no membership fees. You don't even have to log in or anything. You just go get them. freetalklive.com. All right, so we're covering a very complex, wide-scope topic here. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about the minimum wage. Also, why it is that things costs so much, or it seems. Certain services like dentists and doctors are so expensive, yet it's not that much to go and buy a 12-pack of eggs at the store. So we've touched on already the inflation factor, the fact that the Federal Reserve just keeps printing more money, which makes your money worth less and less. Not only does it make your money worth less, but the way you can tell that your money is worth less is by the fact that prices are going up. As you pointed out, Mark, gas prices have doubled. Home prices have doubled. All of the prices go up as a result of inflation. But this isn't where the story ends. Another factor is regulation versus mechanization and the marketplace driving down costs. If you compare the price of eggs back in 1910 to the price of eggs today, and you adjust for inflation, and I'm just reaching here, there are products like this, it could very well be that eggs are cheaper today after adjusting for inflation. It's a fact that phone calls are cheaper today.
Well,
in fact,
one of the things that it makes this difficult is you can't even price eggs according to inflation because eggs aren't on the consumer price index anymore.
Okay.
They've removed them. Every administration takes a little bit off there to make it look better and better for them, mm-hmm. that inflation is lower under their purview than the guy before them. Currently, food, gas, housing, all these necessities aren't on there. The only thing that's on the consumer price index, basically, is plastic crap you buy at Walmart.
So why is it, though, that some products are cheaper today than they were in 1910, again, after adjusting for inflation?
The reason is because it's easier to get them to us than it used to be.
The marketplace.
You don't have to take a horse and buggy and all day to get something into town.
Yep.
Now you just have them loaded up on a huge semi, so you can get things from point A to point B more
economy
cheaply.
Economy of scale has kicked in as well, so
right.
It's because before you were just sort of trucking things on the back of a bicycle or in a small truck. Now you've got a semi full of eggs. You can reduce the price there. Mechanization, instead of having people in the plant that you have to pay, machines instead. So these different things that the marketplace does on its own to reduce costs and increase profits have made it so the prices are lower, actually, on some items today than they were 100 years ago. It's amazing to think about it after you factor in inflation, but it's true. It's because those industries where those products exist, whether it's coffee or eggs, that sort of thing, those industries are not as heavily regulated as the medical industry. So the more regulated an industry is, the higher the prices are going to be. The more regulation, the more licensing, the more requirements, the less people are going to want to be in it. The less people are going to want to be involved in it. They'd rather go and start their own egg factory because it's easier.
You make a great point. OBGYNs are getting out of the business in droves because there's just so many lawsuits and so many rules and so many regulations as far as their particular industry goes.
Right.
So,
which means the remaining ones.
Right. As there's fewer OBGYNs, their time's more valuable.
They get to charge more.
Yeah.
So that's why you see such a discrepancy in the price between your doctor and the price between and the price of checking out at the grocery store. So I hope that explains to Dave and the rest of you out there that we're a little confused as to why it is that you don't make very much money, but yet these other guys get to charge so much. It's because they're insulated. These doctors are insulated from competition by government fiat. Now, when we talk about getting rid of the regulations and the licensing that apply to the medical field, people get scared. Ah, you don't want people without licenses performing medical practices, do you? Well, maybe what we want is third-party certification, where there's an alternative. There's a voluntary alternative, like a Consumer Reports, except for doctors, basically. Some sort of a third-party certifying group that will say, okay, you're a doctor. But that doesn't mean that somebody else can't perform the same procedures. For instance, a lot of nurses have the exact same knowledge base that many doctors do, but they're prohibited by law from performing those same procedures.
And physician's assistants do the same things that doctors do in a lot of cases, but they have to have a doctor, you know, immediately nearby or whatever in order to do their stuff. Do I think it's a good idea? Not a bad idea. But there's physician's assistants out there that I've never seen a doctor and had them stitch me up, do the whole thing.
So, to wrap all of this up into one self-contained ball here, the problem is government. The government is the reason why doctors are so expensive. If it wasn't for government, there'd be real competition in the medical field. Not only would the doctor's costs go down, but the cost for them to run their business would go down as well. Because a lot of the cost that doctors charge is because their equipment is really expensive too. Well, why? Because that's regulated heavily, and there's very few suppliers, and there's very little competition. Therefore, there's very little technological advance, and the prices don't come down. They go up instead, which is wrong. Look at the computer industry. Computers, very little.
Down.
Very little regulation there. And as a result of that competition that results, the costs go down and the performance goes up.
Yeah.
So the computers continually get better and better
and
per dollar
cheaper.
Spent. Yeah, I mean, you can still spend $1,000 today, and you could have spent $1,000 5 years ago, but the computer you get for $1,000
today... That's not fair, because $1,000 5 years ago wasn't worth...
$1,000.
Actually, it's worth significantly more than $1,000 is today.
True. But nonetheless...
I would venture to say close to half.
Right.
Go twice as much, excuse me.
So computers are a great example of the eggs that I was talking about before. The product continues to get better. It's delivered...
They're better than example than eggs.
Yeah, they are a better example. The product gets better and cheaper. Why can't medical services be the same way? Well, the answer is they can. If it wasn't for the government's interference, they would be.
You don't see people getting electrocuted by their computers every day, do you?
No.
I mean, computers could be just as dangerous as something. This is a lithium-ion battery in this baby. It could blow up right now.
It could.
Go ahead. Blow up. I dare you.
So it could be that way. Same thing with education. You want to talk about regulated to death. No wonder we're churning out a bunch of dum-dums from the government schools. Because government, unlike the medical industry, which is about 52% as far as the money that's being spent in it, about 52% of dollars in the medical industry are spent by governments. In education, the vast majority of money is spent by governments. Yeah, government schools spend over twice as much as private schools do per pupil.
It's true.
Is education getting better? No.
We're falling farther and farther behind other countries.
It's a dramatic reversal in what you see with the computer industry. In the computer industry, costs go down, prices go down, performance goes up. In education, it's the reverse. Costs keep going up. They keep spending more and more. Every politician that runs for office says,
the solution to the education problems is clearly money. We need to pay these teachers more. We need smaller class sizes. More money, more money. So the amount of money goes up and performance continues to drop.
You know, it's not because we have dumb kids. No, that's not it. It's because they aren't being challenged by a competitive education system.
We've shown time and time again it doesn't matter how much you pay the bureaucrat. When they don't have a motivation to do their job, they're just not going to do that great of a job. And I think that everyone would agree, most people would agree, that it's better to send your kid to a private school than it is to a public school.
And it's better to homeschool than it is to send to a private school.
I would agree, too.
In most cases. So, if I haven't made it clear, government is the problem. Government is the cause of inflation. Inflation just doesn't happen on its own. It happens because government allows the Federal Reserve to print money. And the Federal Reserve allows banks to create money out of thin air. When they write you those loans, they don't have that money in the vault.
No, it's not like they're going out there and taking that money out and putting it in an account for
you. But you have to put it back in.
Yes.
So government allows that to happen, and government over-regulates industry. I mean, regulation, period, is over-regulation. It just needs to go away and be replaced by voluntary alternatives. And that's what we talk about quite often on Free Talk Live, the voluntary alternatives. What's wrong with volunteerism? What's wrong with people doing things on their own volition? Being able to make choices. 800-259-9231. We'd like you to make the choice to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Or cover an aspect of this that we've totally missed because it is really in-depth. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get on our listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com. You find over 1,300 of our listeners mapped from around the world. And you can add yourself as a little digital pushpin and indicate your location. Not to the police or anything like that. It's not like it's an exact location. It's in general sort of where you live. You'll see what I mean.
It seems to be better the closer you get to a given area. Like, if you look at just the Tampa Bay area,
yeah,
there's 57 pins or something on there, and
right,
you can sort of see them all and see who's around. But if you look at the world, well, there's 1,300 pins, and it takes a long time for that baby to load.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it fails and crashes. That's why I don't promote it as often these days, but it's still pretty neat. Map.freetalklive.com. All right. We're going to the phones, to the fun, to Bill in Virginia on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
How's it going tonight, guys?
Good.
Hey, Bill.
What's on your mind?
You know, I was just listening to you guys talking about, you know, inflation and, you know, the price of things and government regulation.
Right.
And, you know, I was thinking it sounded very familiar to an email I sent you guys yesterday.
It did, as a matter of fact. I wish I had it in front of me, but because I didn't.
Oh, well, that's okay. I got it in front of me.
Perfect.
So. pretty much, you know, I got an email about, you know, what things cost and how things were in 1906. And, you know, it's one of these things that, you know, gets sent around to a million people, and they sound very profound. And I was like, well, you know, this could be very misleading because, you know, they're talking about prices of, you know, eggs and sugar and very common things and minimum wage, you know, about that time. And none of those values really make sense unless you compare the dollar value to what gold used to be worth. And so, you know, in 1906, gold was only worth $18.90 an ounce.
Wow.
And today, it's worth about $650.
Correct.
But that's also misleading because gold's really probably worth about the same as, you know, amount as it always was. It's simply that the dollar is only worth about 3% of what it used to be.
That's correct. You can still buy the same amount of stuff with an ounce of gold today as you could back in 1906.
Which is why it is so critical that you convert everything to gold before you reference prices and then see how much everything really should cost.
But that's not really practical.
What?
That's not really practical. Nobody can really While they're walking through the store, can convert things to gold and find out what they really cost. I mean, you can sit down.
There's no reason to do that because, most of the things that we buy are the Federal Reserve notes. But, in order to gain some appreciation for things, how things have changed, it only takes about 5 minutes.
Absolutely. Can you give us one example?
Well, sugar cost 4 cents a pound in 1906, and today will be $1.37 if we use the same gold standard. But as far as I know, I only pay 42 cents a pound for sugar.
Hmm.
So, is that because of government regulation? Did government bless me by waving their regulatory wand and saying sugar shall cost 42 cents a pound?
No, of course not.
It's in spite of government regulation.
It is in spite of government regulation is because of capitalistic greed, because people wanted to make a profit, they wanted to make a better product and compete with their competitors and sell sugar to people who wanted it, and that is why they came up, with more efficient processes to make sugar.
So it drove prices down because of mechanization and automation and all the other various different practices, economies of scale that we mentioned, bringing prices down.
Sure. One of the big things that you're going to hear when you talk to, any kind of socialist is going to be, like the robber barons. Oh, those horrible monopolies. As far as I know, every time that they took over any kind of industry, all the supply of what they were selling went way up because they did it in such an efficient manner, and the price went way down because they were trying to undercut the competition.
How
could anybody possibly complain about that?
The whole robber baron nomenclature is really just to demonize people.
It's total propaganda.
It's just people that are doing business.
Right, and it was pointed out in Mary Ruart's excellent book, Healing Our World, that it was Standard Oil. They had a good chunk of the market share, over 90%, I think it was, of the market. But they didn't have 100%. They were not a monopoly. And, in fact, there was room for people to come in and compete, and people did. There's just a lot of misinformation out there about these things.
Well, I think there's always going to be room out there for people because, look at the way government operates. When government gets so big, it becomes inefficient because they are unable to, keep track of everything that they're trying to do. And it's probably going to be the same way with, a really large corporation. There's just no way you can centralize all that stuff and keep track of it and run it in an efficient manner.
Yep,
there's always going to be some sort of little niche that somebody can specialize in and, really just outperform the big guy.
As long as there's not a government regulation preventing them from jumping in the game and competing, which is what
is the biggest problem
we have.
Threatening to break your legs if, you start up your little mom-and-pop store.
That's exactly what it is, except they won't break your legs. They'll just throw you in jail.
Well, what's the difference? I break your legs, I throw you in jail,
There's not a difference.
Other people are going to break your legs in jail.
Yeah.
All they do is they distance themselves from the violence that they're going to commit against you.
Bill, you're absolutely right. When you boil it all down, government is nothing more than a violent gang enforcing its way on people. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Serge in New York. Serge, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Serge.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, two things. I would like to give you guys an update about the blackout we have here, and I'd like to talk about minimum wage.
Still going on, huh?
Yep. Apparently they turned Queens on, but Staten Island is now out.
Really?
Yep.
Who turned the Queens on?
The Con Ed turned Queens on, but now Staten Island is out.
Wow.
Yep.
Now this happened today?
Yesterday.
Okay.
What's causing these rolling blackouts amongst the Queens?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, we had a really, really terrible storm that knocked out my power. But when they got the rest of Westchester County and the five boroughs back on, they got the northern part of Queens, like the Ditmas section, Astoria sections, remained off because they had trouble getting them back on.
Mm.
When Con Edison, the government monopoly we have here, tried, finally got power back on in Queens, they diverted power. They took Staten Island's share of the power and gave it to Queens, the unrest in Queens. And now Staten Island is gone.
Now, is Staten Island, I don't know much about the different areas in New York. Is that one of the more, they wouldn't have heard a wealthy area, right? Because normally the wealthy people get their power restored lickety-split. So what's the relative, wealth level in Staten Island?
Well, the part of Queens that was out was lower middle class, but Staten Island has both parts. Northern part of Staten Island, Newdorp and Stapleton are, you know, very working class, very poor. But southern Staten Island is, you know, relatively upper middle class.
So they're all suffering, huh?
Yep.
Very interesting. All right, what was the other issue?
Minimum wage.
Yes, sir.
I personally am looking for a job myself.
And you are 15?
Yes, I'm 15.
Okay.
But under New York state law, I think you have to pay me $7.45 as minimum wage.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's dumb. All the socialists say it's great, but it's not. You know, I'd be willing to work for $4 an hour.
Wow.
I'm only 15. What do I care?
Right.
Sure.
Well, you know,
skills.
All your bills are paid for. You know, $4 an hour would be great.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the government's going to take quite a bit of that $4 an hour.
Very
but
that's true. And they're going to take quite a bit of the $7 an hour as well.
And there's also another dumb law here that to work in a supermarket or in any of those kind of stores, I have to be 16.
Right.
Oh.
To stock shelves and climb ladders, I have to
and
be 16.
Push carts around.
Yeah.
What kind of jobs can you get?
I can, they say I can work on a farm.
Really?
And drive a tractor.
If you can find a farm.
There are plenty upstate, but, you know, there's a 2 hours away from me.
Right.
Sure. Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Well, down here in Florida, there's some restrictive rules as well, but at least they'll let you work in a grocery store at age 14 and 15 down here. But
I don't think that's true.
No, it's true.
Okay.
They can hire. I know Publix, the southeastern chain, hires pretty young.
I'm moving to Tampa.
Are you really?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, if you're going to move anywhere, you know where to go.
Yeah, New Hampshire.
Exactly. Now, okay, so the minimum wage down here, I think it's just five. No, they did raise it, didn't they? It's now $6.15 here in Florida. They raised the minimum wage here. And you can work, but there's also really draconian restrictions on when you can actually go to work. And I'm sure it's
because it interferes with school. Oh, my God.
Right. I'm sure it's the same way in New York, if not worse. They'll only allow you, I know at age 14 or 15, you're even more restricted than you are at 16, and you're pretty restricted at 16. There's mandates as far as when you have to be given breaks. You can only work 3 hours a day. It's crazy. They'll only allow you to work on weekends if you're 14 or 15.
Exactly.
It's just nuts.
Exactly. You know, I'd be willing to, if I get all my homework done, I'd be willing to work after school, but I can't because they don't allow me to.
Well, they figure that you and your parents can't make your own decision. Obviously, you can decide you want to work, but your parents sort of have to allow you to work.
Yeah,
the government says you can't make that decision, and the state should decide. Thanks for the call, Serge. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is on the way, and Nikaya is hanging on. He wants to talk about his move to New Hampshire. You can bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Oh, on the way, All Sex Radio. What's that all about?
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
By now.